Quentin Tarantino, you came out on Thursday, and it was very moving. I mean, I was there just listening to those stories. And then you come out today, and you're pretty, you know, it's pretty important that you're out here, like your voice is out here. What made you feel compelled to be here?
Well, what made me feel compelled, basically, is I'm a person, I'm a human being, and I have a conscience. And I've been sitting here, and I've been watching for, you know, it's been going on for a long time, but for the last year and a half, it seems like you just see one black or brown man, a woman, killed, murdered by the police, unarmed. And I believe that there is I believe there's a problem in the police culture itself that is corrupt, and the culture needs to be changed. And the thing about it is, if I actually do feel that it is murder and it's not extenuating circumstances, then I have obligation to stand with the murdered against the murderers. And that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah. Now, do you ever, you know, a lot of people have made the reference to a genocide, a slow genocide, yes, but a genocide that's in formation and actually taking place as we go along. What do you think of that?
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, to me, the whole mass incarceration situation that's been going on for the last 20 years, I think 30, 40 years from now, people will call it Slavery Part 2. American Slavery Part 2. And this is all, and that is a byproduct, and both, and that issue and this issue are married to each other. They're linked in arms.
Absolutely.
And look, go ahead. My job isn't to be the most eloquent person speaking on this subject that there is. There's a whole lot more people here more eloquent than me, but I can put my body here.
Right, and also it does make a difference if your voice is heard.
Yeah.
You know, because look, there's people in society who have disproportionate influence based on the work that they do in a lot of times, in your case in particular.
Yeah.
So it makes it, and no matter what it is, it's actually important when someone like you comes out and stands up and says, look, I see what's going on. I can't sit there and pretend I don't.
That's the thing. I mean, one of the things about the movement that actually just means so much is there's, you know, they have a powerful slogan. Which side are you on? You know, if you're not on our side, you're on their side. There is no straddling the fence. There's no silent majority. There is none of that. You have to take a stand. If you believe it's murder, then you got to call it murder. And you got to call the murderers murderers.
Absolutely. Just one more and we'll be through. Two more. One is the Niemöller quotes have been coming up in my mind a lot in relation to this. You know, first they came for these people and I didn't say anything and it goes down the line.
Then there's
the second one that he talked about that a lot of people don't talk about, which is what, and it speaks to this last point you made. What if, when he got out of the concentration camp, he said, I have to think, what if we had stood up? What if we had spoken out? What if we had done something? Think of how many lives might not have been taken.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just like, it's funny. A lot of people here involved in this movement, some of them are very different minds about what should be done. And some of them are for all-out revolution. I like the idea of that, but I actually think I don't think that's the only answer. I actually do think that massive resistance, which is what this is, can stop this, can put a pause in it, can put a second thought in it with these cops. And I do believe that there is a corrupt culture inside of the police force that needs to be straightened out. They are just too authoritative. Nobody should be stopped and actually have no rights during that encounter until later. That's just untenable.
Yes, exactly. What would you say to people who hear your voice now? What would you say to them about what they need to be doing?
Well, if you don't believe the way we believe, sorry, honey, if you don't believe it the way we believe, well, then you don't, and then that's where you stand. But if you believe where we're coming from, and you believe that it is murder, and you believe people are being killed, then you have to say something. You have to join. You have to stand up. You have to join with us. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that, but you need to.
No,
because it's the only way it's going to stop.
Right. That was, I was just going to ask you, how actually do you see it being made to stop?
I actually do think that if this happens enough, and it actually becomes, you know, like a 60s movement thing in a real way, which actually would be very interesting, because the civil rights movement was led by young people in the 60s. This is being led by moms. This is being led by fathers. This is being led by family members, and young people are catching up. And that's a really terrific thing. And so I think that it literally can be a situation is if it comes out there, then we can change the police force. We can change the way the police academy teach people, how they teach the police. And we can get rid of some of these cops. You should have a higher calling to be a cop. You know, there's like a whole thing of, we expect our doctors to aspire to a higher calling, not just have a job. We expect the people who work, the paramedics and the ambulances, we expect them to aspire to a higher calling, not just have a job. All right, and we need to expect that from the police. They're not just having a job and things happen.
All right, Quentin Tarantino, thank you very much for talking with us today. All right, take care.